Hello and welcome to the Business Today Market Wrap. This is Rupa and let's start with market podcast for today. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty extended losses to close lower on Wednesday. Across the board, selling was witnessed in the market as investors remained on the sidelines amid global trade war concerns and a softening in global demand. Sensex today declined 193 points to close at 39,756 with 22 components trading in the red, while broader index Nifty was down by 55 points to 11,906 level with 35 stocks falling on the closing bell. Except FMCG and metal, all the sectoral indices closed in the red, with major declines seen in realty which slipped over 2% and auto down over 1%. Followed by other major indices such as pharma, bank, media and financial stocks, each declining over 0.50%. While Nifty touched the day's low to almost 11,866 level, Sensex fell to 39,623 level in today's trade. Financials dragged the market at the opening bell, with Nifty opening at 11,933, down 31 points, and Sensex down 120 points at 39,830. Titan, UPL, Atul, Shobha Limited, Maharashtra Scooters, Nesco were among the stocks that hit fresh 52-week high today, while share price of Central Bank of India, Coffee Day Enterprises, Monsanto India, Radico Khaitan, Jet Airways and India Bulls Integrate hit 52-week low today. India Bulls Housing Finance, Yes Bank, Bharti Infratel, Tech Mahindra and Hero Motor Corp were among the top losers of today's closing session, while Tata Steel, GAIL, ONGC, Vedanta and TCS were among the gainers on NSE. On the NSE, almost 1,060 stocks fell against 598 advancing and 79 stocks that remained unchanged. At an advanced decline ratio of 0.56, implying that more stocks have shown negative movements. BSE, the ratio stood at 0.89 with 1485 stocks declining against 1025 advancing and 163 stocks unchanged. In global trends, President Donald Trump said on Tuesday he was holding up a trade deal with China and expects to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 Leaders Summit in Osaka later this month, while China has not confirmed any such meeting. In broader Asia, investors were worried about Washington's tough stance on the trade talks with China. On Wall Street, US stocks ended near flat and the Dow snapped a six-day winning streak on Tuesday as investors paused following a run of gains and fresh worries emerged over the US trade war with China. Trump also took aim at the Federal Reserve, saying interest rates were way too high, ahead of Fed policymakers' meet on the US inflation between June 18th to 19th that could shift the odds of an early cut in rates. European shares pulled back from the three-week high on Wednesday after the trade war conflicts and data from Beijing showed factory inflation slowed in May, deepening fears of a global economic slowdown. Meanwhile, in the domestic market, weak demand and the liquidity crisis at India's shadow banks put the brakes on automobile sales in the domestic market. Passenger vehicle sales in May declined over 20%, data from Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers showed. Crude extended losses today, with Brent crude trading around $60.50 per barrel. Although on the currency front, the Indian rupee, after opening flat, traded up 7 paise higher at 69.38 against the US dollar. This was ahead of Index of Industrial Production data for April and CPI data by the RBI that are later to be released today. Thanks for listening and come back tomorrow for more market news.